Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Senator, will you commit to accepting the election results of 2024? Bottom line.
Well, at the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no? Yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing.
For President Trump. That's it, clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the deal.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party. At the end of the day, I've said what I've said, and I know that the American people, their voices will be heard, and I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
That's my guy, Tim Scott. Man, I thought my friend Chuck Todd was bad. This Kristen Welker, she's an insufferable douchebag. She's worse. My God, shut up. Shut up. He's not going to answer it the way you want him to answer it. You could, by the third time, you couldn't tell? This is all these people are concerned about. You know why? Because they're watching the polls. Trump is starting to really kick Biden's ass. And they want an excuse. So why should we accept these election results if Trump didn't do it in 2020 and you don't promise to do it now? Rich Lowry is the editor of the National Review, Politico, NBC. He does it all. Richard, good Monday morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, Sid. How are you? You want my grades from the Veep contenders on the Sunday shows yesterday?
I do want to get to that in a second, but before you do that, it is unbelievable. Every time I watch these shows, all they care about is whether or not Trump and these Republicans will accept whatever happens that day. They're harping on that.
Yeah, they do. It's predictable. And that's why I think, you know, I like Tim Scott, too. He could have shut that down instead of seeming not to answer the question repeatedly. So I don't think he was good. I thought Kristi Noem was terrible. If she still had any chance, it was immolated yesterday.
No, but he already said last week, Trump, he actually did say something about her. And look, again, she's pretty, she's smart. Trump likes that type of person. But you cannot admit in a book you shot the dog. I know in the South, that's not a big stretch. Yeah. People do that stuff, but the world is not about the South. She destroyed herself.
Yeah, if there's one thing you can't do, it's admit to dog shooting in contemporary America. But I thought Burgum, you know, who got into it with Jake Tapper on the same thing where Tim Scott was put on the grill and Meet the Press, did pretty well. And I've been surprised about the chatter about him as Veep. I think he's, you know, be a safe, non-electrifying choice. But
really? So you thought
the best Republican.
Well, hold on. The former governor of North Dakota, Burgum, did the best job. Let's keep him on hold right here. Just two more minutes, Rich. We're going to bring you right back and get your thoughts on the other three. But right off the bat, Lowry says Burgum out of North Dakota may be the most impressive. More on the VP candidates with Lowry right after this.
Tell me, am I very far?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC. Friends.
my friend Donald Trump due back in court at 9:30 this morning. Week number 4, day number 12 of this hush money circus. But Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, was just giving me his critique on the VP, well, the assumed VP candidates. I mean, I have to tell you that a lot of folks don't believe that list that came out last week, because there's no way that he's going to pick Marco Rubio, because Marco Rubio is a resident of Florida, and it becomes way, way too difficult to get that done, as you know. So that list, a lot of folks think, isn't for real. But at any length, go back into your critique of the guys that you saw yesterday.
Yeah, I was just saying Burgum handled himself really well in a very testy exchange with Jake Tapper. But the best of all Republicans yesterday, and he's not on the VP list, I don't think, expect him to be selected, but it was Tom Cotton. I don't know whether you saw him with John Carl on ABC. Cotton was calling the encampments Little Gazas, and Carl tried to push back on it, and Cotton just went off. It was beautiful. I think that guy is so good, and it's one of the most impressive players we have.
Does he have a shot at that?
No, I don't think he'd be the VP pick. I think he has a chance of a serious post in the administration. He could be a CIA director. He could be a Secretary of Defense if Trump wins.
Okay. Look, I don't know what the real list is. You know, again, Fox News moments ago also put up Rubio's name and a host of others. I don't know. But look, right now, President Trump, he ain't thinking about that. He's back in court today. And I have to tell you that I got to know Hope Hicks a little bit over the years through Bernard. You know, and the first time we got Trump on 5-6 years ago was actually through Hope Hicks. Lovely girl, smart girl. And I know she loved Trump, and had to be very difficult for her to be a witness for the prosecution on Friday. She broke down on the stand because obviously she knows that she's backstabbing Trump. But folks said that she actually may have helped Donald Trump, just like Pecker and Davidson weeks prior. Your thoughts on the Hope Hicks testimony?
I just, again, said, as we were talking last week, I just don't get why the payment itself is much of an issue. It's not illegal. And, yeah, he didn't want to come out before the election. He also didn't want Melania to know, right? So it's kind of mixed motives. He apparently, when the Wall Street Journal broke the story about the payment later in 2017, he told Hope Hicks, just make sure the journal is not delivered to Melania's door today to try to keep it from her. So I it's just ridiculous. I just don't see the point of it. The supposed illegality is how the payment was booked later in 2017. So this is a dog crap case, as we've talked about before. Even if Trump's convicted, I think he'd have a really good chance of winning on appeal, but that doesn't matter, right? They're sucking his time away now, his resources now, when he's in the midst of a presidential race, and they want to call him a convicted felon all the way to November, and they may get what they want. By the way, I got a note from the big guy, a couple notes. I wrote him, I'm wishing him the best in this BS case, and he wrote back, thanks, Rich, up 12 in RAS.
That's true. it's true. I mean, the last 2 weeks, his numbers have gone to double digits now the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Biden still, you know, a lot of polls, not all of them, but there are a number of polls where he's been up 43 or 44, and he's an incumbent president of the United States. I mean, that's almost in the two-on-two, the one-on-one, sorry, head-to-head at 43%, not the three-way. So, it's I think it's going to be a close race, but he's in pathetic shape, pathetic.
Well, there's still a lot of folks who don't think he's going to be the nominee come convention time. Something's going to happen. I'm not sure if you ever heard of this website, this German news company, Der Spiegel. But Der Spiegel is saying this morning that Joe Biden is considering stepping aside for Michelle Obama. Now, I keep arguing with you about at least what I believe is the power that Barack Obama still has, and I believe it is immense. I believe that Barry does a lot of work behind the scenes. So if you believe Der Spiegel, then Michelle Obama may be on her way in. I don't know. I mean, do you believe any of that?
If that's happening, the outlet that would report it reliably would not be Der Spiegel.
Oh, who would it be? NBC, you can really trust them.
Someone else a little plugged in. You know, I believe if the Chancellor of Germany is about to step aside, I go to Der Spiegel to find out the, right. the truth well, of the matter. But
it's out there. Der Spiegel. Hey, I do want to get to Biden again, though, about this Israel thing, because yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I've been saying for weeks, never again is now. It's amazing how many times I've been right about this whole Israel conflict dating back to October the 7th. I'm a dopey radio guy. I've been right about everything. Biden stabbing him in the back every step of the way, how nothing has really changed. Anyway, long story short, So yesterday, Netanyahu makes this impassioned speech, and he says, listen, we're ready to do this on our own. And as we speak, they are evacuating eastern Rafah because the ground invasion is now moments away. And the news that came out the last couple of days is that under the guise of Joe Biden, the United States has stopped shipping arms to Israel. Again, am I surprised? No. You have to admit from day one, which no one has more right about Biden than I've been, but there are still people that are like, oh my God, it's gotten that bad? Biden stopped shipping arms? Your thoughts?
Yeah, so I was with you from the beginning that the Biden support for Israel would be temporary. But I would have been shocked that they've taken it this far. I mean, it's shameful. There's a national consensus in Israel that Hamas has to be destroyed, and it has its fighters had this last holdout. So there's no way anyone, Bibi, could resign tomorrow, and whoever takes his place will do exactly the same thing. And that the United States is trying to stop them from winning the war is crazy. And in just sheer political terms, Biden needs this war to end as soon as possible so that at the margins he's stretching it out is also, just for his own purposes, ridiculous and self-destructive.
That's what I think. I mean, I keep hearing that all these protests on these campuses, they're hurting Biden, not Trump.
Yeah, well, look, disorder helps Trump, right? His case that things were under control when I was president and they're out of control under this guy, that's intuitive to people. Trump is winning on crime, broadly disorder issues, the border. So it's terrible for Biden, and it puts him in this spot where he feels as though he has to try to placate both sides, and that makes you seem weak. There's an Economist YouGov poll that I think it asked leadership qualities, and I think Trump was 58% thought he was very or somewhat weak, and Biden was something like 62% thought he was very or somewhat weak. Did I say strong with Trump? Did I say weak with Trump? Strong with
no,
Trump.
No, you said weak, right.
Because
when you say weak, if I hear this one more time, I'm going to kill myself. I can't tell you how many people go to me, 400 million people in the world, and you're telling me he's too idiot to the best we can do? Hold on a second. You may despise Donald Trump. You may think he's an idiot. He was a great president. In my lifetime, 57 years now, him and Reagan are the two best presidents. I don't care whether he's 77 years old. Isn't there a young guy out there? What's the difference? This guy was a great president, and clearly, a large portion of Americans, maybe more than 70 million, are dying to get this guy back. Stop at the, this is the best we can do. He's pretty damn good, Trump.
Yeah, so this is a big factor he has going in his favor. People look back on his presidency more favorably than they consider Biden's presidency now. That's just a huge thing. And to me, the problem Biden has is that's a more relevant consideration for president compared to, you know, are you in a courtroom, right? Or even convicted of some BS felony related to some payment 10 years ago, right? So Biden's going to try to emphasize all the irrelevant stuff and hope it overwhelms the core concern, which is who's going to do a good job.
Rich Lowry, as always, tremendous work. Congrats to the your Yankees. I got a sweep of the Tigers this weekend, but you got to beat the Orioles, bottom line.
Yeah, we're not going to win the East. I think the Orioles are stronger. But, you know, your Rangers could win a cup.
Are you excited?
No, I hate the Rangers.
Then I hate you. No, that's it. Then I hate you now, Rich.
There you go. Bring it on.
Excellent job, Rich, as always. Actually, I love you. Thank you so much. Great work.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
My man, Rich Lowry, the editor of the National Review. You can see him, Politico, NBC, all that good stuff. Always a great Monday morning guest.